Kickoff hour number three. It's brought to you by the Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union. Check them out online at tvacreditunion.com. You got you covered for all your banking needs right here in East Tennessee. Over 30 branches all around East Tennessee. So no matter where you are, look for a branch and sign up to become a member at tvacreditunion.com, where you're more than a number. Your family. Gonna be some interesting times in the golf world.
You gonna miss Nick Faldo?
Nah. I'm more of a, when I listen to things, I've noticed I'm more of a just be competent type of viewer than, like, I only notice when somebody's bad at commentating.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really.
You don't notice David Faraday talking like this?
See, like, he's great. Yeah, it's fine. Mm. But if they replaced him with the guy that sounded more normal, but he did a good job, like, I wouldn't.
I just like some of the English, Irish, and Scottish accents. I'm not a big, like, Faldo fan. I go back and forth, but I think he's good on the call.
Yeah.
They already announced his replacement.
Really?
Trevor Immelman.
Hmm. Oh, yeah, I did see that.
That was quick.
I mean, he's been doing it for a few years now, but
he's been like the field guy, though, right? Like the guys who follow around the.
Yeah, I think so.
They follow a group with the big old antenna headset seen, and the microphone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they have like, yeah.
Like Dottie?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, the Faldo Design and Faldo Series. That's going to be his golf courses across the world.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And, yes, Black Bull Scotch Whiskey is his next endeavor from Scotland. Says he's been traveling the world since he was an 18-year-old man. He's now 65 and just doesn't want to, quote, run out of time. Wants to spend time with his wife. And his things. Oh, they moved to Montana. Good for him.
He didn't want to be like that guy in Red October, you know? Wish he could have seen Montana.
Mm. Well, he gets to see Montana. He's apparently building a farm. Do you want to know what the farm's going to be called?
What's the farm going to be called, Houston?
Faldo Farm.
Faldo Farm.
Montana. Once completed and the dust has settled, our wish and hope is that life on the Faldo farm includes a future filled with visits from my grandchildren, children, Lindsay's family, and all of our friends. As for me, I hope to be found out back on the East Gallatin River with a rod, waders, and the local trout. Cheers, Nick. I saw future, but he said building a house with a farm, and I thought he said furniture.
Okay.
He probably, I mean, he'll have to fill it with furniture. So I'm not wrong. I just added that for him.
Huh.
Got to put some furniture in there. It's a farm where the horse is going to sit, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Horses don't sit, but. You know,
I was actually about to say horses don't sit, Nate, you idiot. But yeah, you did know that. That's
some
good.
Other people. I mean,
apparently some do, like the weird horses. They can kind of like do it for a second. It's not easy for a horse. That's why they sleep standing up sometimes.
No, that's a common myth too. I mean, they can nap standing up, but right. When they want the deep sleep, they lay down.
Yeah. In some straw.
Right.
Maybe
right.
Some hay, yeah. Dust, dirt. Probably really anything that's flat enough to hold a horse,
mm-hmm.
And strong enough, you know, sturdy.
Right.
They can weigh, you know, hundreds of pounds.
Horses?
Mm-hmm.
Hundreds of pounds?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Lots of hundreds, yeah.
Well.
They're big animals.
3,000. It's 3,000 pounds, but it's hundreds.
The Faldo Farm.
Faldo Farm.
Montana.
Faldo Farm, the Faldo Series, and the Faldo something. He just it's pretty, here. When you got a name like Faldo,
mm-hmm.
you put that bad boy on everything.
That's a good point.
Like Hodges, people might get confused.
Right.
Like Hodges' house. Well, which Hodges? Mm. But Faldo, especially when it relates to golf.
I just got to become a little more famous, right? Be the
Hodges. You'd have to be the Hodges.
Who am I competing with? Who else you know that's a Hodges?
There's a famous Hodges. Well, there's a library. Like, if you started a library, you'd have some work to do.
That's true. That's true. What was that backup quarterback for the Steelers? Wasn't he Hodges? No relation, I don't think.
I don't think. No, I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Maybe it'd be easier for you than you think.
Maybe. Let's see. New incognito window. Hodges. See the first thing that pops up.
What you got?
Libraries at the University of Tennessee, Knoxville.
Boom. Told you. Don't go into the library business, Nate.
Hodges, Doty, and Carson. Attorneys here in Knoxville. I guess it knows.
No free pub.
I guess even though I tried to do a new window, you know, with no whatever, I guess it still knows my location. Hodges Marine. You know where that is?
Nope.
Hodges Badge Company.
Ooh, yeah, you'd have some catching up to do with
the badge. If I started badges, problem. Hodges University. There's a Wikipedia. Fort Myers, Florida.
Anthony Ferris of OutKick says that it is time to start panicking for the PGA Tour. Koepka, 32, announced today he will go to the LIV Tour. Can't wait to see the dollar amount.
Panicking.
Panicking. Are you panicking? If you're the PGA Tour, you're probably panicking,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense. Full, that adds up.
Full show.
Interesting day.
Yeah.
Interesting day.
Huh. If Morikawa goes, who's next?
Could you see a lot of the...
Let's pull up the golf world
rankings. Could you see a lot of the Asian golfers going?
I don't know.
Like, feels like the young Asian golfers... Because Morikawa, he says, what, 25? Sungjae Im's like 20.
Yeah, I mean...
Hideki Matsuyama has won a Masters, so that might be tough for him. But the Masters has not excluded LIV golfers, right? That was like a threat that came out last week or 2 weeks ago.
I guess
that didn't actually pan out.
Asians, though, like Morikawa is American.
No, I know, but
Asian American. I mean, he
like,
you know, he went to Cal and grew up in Vegas. So
yeah, I guess I'm saying more of the like, and I don't mean this in a bad way, but like the ones who come over and have to have a translator every time. Like,
yeah.
Really young, like 18, 19, 20-year-old Asian golfers who don't speak English.
Well, I wonder if just – I've always thought the LIV Tour would just attract all of the non-American players because they don't – they won't feel that like, oh, you're – you know, you're cheating on America by going over here. They don't care. Like, they're European or they're Asian or they're whatever, you know.
Yeah,
like it's just not the same. Or they're South American, you know. Joaquin Neiman is – 18th in the rankings. Who's been the most outspoken pro PGA Tour guy? John Rahm, he's not American.
Yeah, John Rahm.
Rory, non-American.
Those two. It's been non-Americans in Rory and John Rahm that have been the most adamant about the legacy of the PGA Tour and what it means for golf.
And we might be the only type of country that really cares like where the tour is, because like when you live in Europe, it just feel like there's more country to country things, you know. Like when you're in America, like everything's just in America. You can do anything you want to do in America. When you're in Europe and you're a cyclist, for example, you're gonna go ride the Tour of Italy and then the Tour de France, and then and if you're Spanish, like the Tour of Spain. Like, yeah, there's some home country stuff, but
it's much
more
common for international travel in Europe.
Exactly.
You know, Western Europe, East, like it's just much more common. And it's much more part of everyday life or every month life, right? Like, that, yeah, 100%. Without question. Like, a lot of people in the United States may never have a passport because they're never going to need one.
Right.
And in a lot of those countries, like, that's just something you always have because the countries are, a lot of them are a lot smaller. And I don't know if it's technically a passport, but I guess it might be. I'm not really sure. But yeah, you're going to have you want the freedom to move country to country because, as you said, my country may not have this, but this one may have a world-class version of that. And I'm going to want to go and, you know, kind of go back and forth and do it. I mean, a lot of those countries, people commute
right
across country borders.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that's the point. Is it fascinating to you, though, that maybe because Rahm and Rory, like, that was such a goal for them at such a young age? Like, it had to be the PGA Tour. Like, the game of golf meant that much to them that they are even more adamant about protecting it than, say, a Brooks Koepka.
Yeah, probably.
Like,
go to America and play golf. That is the thing.
Like, it felt harder for them, right? Like, they had to work a lot more for it.
Maybe, yeah. Well, and that's the thing. Like, most American golf fans don't even really know the difference between a PGA Tour event and most American golf fans, like I said a couple of weeks ago or last week, you know, you just turn on CBS in the afternoon and there's just some random tournament. You sit down and watch a little bit of it, but like it doesn't really mean that much. The stuff that means a lot is the Masters, the U.S. Open, the Open, the PGA Championship. I don't keep track of other PGA tournaments, and I do sports talk radio. Imagine the average guy. Now, there's diehard golf fans out there. They keep track of it more than I do.
Sure.
But the casual guy that just, you know, there's nothing else on Sunday afternoon and they just ate a big lunch and want to take a nap and watch some golf, if it was a live golf tournament on there at 2 p.m. on CBS, they're not really going to care if it's some of the golfers they know.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, we're talking – we're kind of talking about apples and oranges a little bit because I think a lot of people are so ingrained in the majors. The majors are not the PGA Tour.
Right. I think you're 100% right. I think there are – I don't know that I would say the majority, but I think I would say the majority. I mean, the majority of people who would consider themselves a fan of golf probably watch 4, 5, 6 tournaments a year. Right? They're going to watch the majors, they're going to watch the Ryder Cup, and they might catch something else.
Yeah, or just it's because of just their viewing habit. It has nothing to do with what tournament's on there. If it was a different tournament with the same golfers or some of the same golfers, they would just watch it.
Well, I think the majors just have that draw because...
No, I mean, I'm talking about for the 6th, 7th, 8th time they watch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's just a random Sunday afternoon in June or July where there's not a damn thing on TV... except maybe some baseball, and you just ate a big lunch, and you go get in the recliner, and you're just like, I'm going to veg out and watch something, and you throw in a golf tournament. As long as some of the guys on there are the guys you know, whether it's a live event down the road or a PGA Tour event, no one's going to care about that stuff. Now, the majors are the majors. That's appointment viewing. That's different.
Yeah.
Like, I don't get all jazzed up for the whatever – tournament. I mean, you know, Scottsdale has par 3, whatever. There's the Players, there's the TPC Green. I can't even keep all that straight. I don't even care that much.
So do you think the PGA is so against this? Because let's say hypothetically, the PGA up front had said, yeah, you can do both. Sure. Do both. Do we think that was because they were worried that down the road the LIV would try to use their extra money to earn favor with the Players should they, you know, go for a merger or some type of...
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
because it feels like there would have been a way to coexist here, but I also think the PGA. I mean, that's not a group of dumb guys, and I think they're looking at not 5 months down the road, but 5 years.
Well, LIV could have taken over all. Eventually, could have just taken over all the events that aren't the majors anyway, and the PGA Tour events would be just not have any of the golfers you know because there's just no money in them. And so they drew the line in the sand. They went to battle, and now the battle is the same. It's just you got to pick.
Yeah.
Instead of being a battle of fighting for golfers every week between or the schedule. I mean, golfers already skip certain tournaments now anyway. It's already a thing.
Sure.
Like Harbortown comes right after the Masters. A lot of the best golfers just skip it because they just played the Masters.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes a good golfer, if they did poorly at the Masters, will just go play it to see if they can kind of bounce back.
Yeah. Fix the yips.
It's always been a thing with where tournaments fall in the schedule, where the majors are, of which tournaments have better fields and don't. That's always been a battle. So adding the LIV Tour to it, even in a coexisting thing, was going to make the PGA have to manage all that stuff more, and potentially give up market share. So they drew their line in the sand, but now they're losing the battle with higher stakes, because now you just lost Brooks Koepka from every PGA Tour event, not just the couple he would have skipped to prep and move around for a couple LIV events or whatever.
And I wonder how much combined, like all those little, the smaller tournaments, right? Like, how much of the money are they recouping during those events compared to the payout? Whereas, you know, when you throw, I mean, I don't know. It's just fascinating. Like, I'd like to see how the money kind of broke down. Like, can they have, obviously, if Brooks Koepka misses one or two that he just decides to skip, is that that much different than losing him for any event that isn't, you know, a giant one?
Gotcha. Well,
a Masters, a U.S. Open. I know they aren't PGA, but there's still a little bit of a tie there, is there not?
Yeah. Okay. Well, the PGA Championship.
Of course, yeah.
We'll update you on the World Golf Rankings. Koepka's higher than I thought based on some of the stuff we said. Anyway, come back with more.
You're listening to 3 and Out.
Hour three continues. Jello shots are flowing. Not here in Omaha. Maybe that could be SEC Survivor punishment/reward.
Trying to find the most recent. Goodness gracious.
What's the deal with these Jello shots?
There's a bar called Rocco's in Omaha, and every year they do a Jello shot challenge between all the eight teams' fan bases in Omaha.
Okay.
So far, Stanford fans have purchased 106 total Jell-O shots, $4.50 each. Arkansas fans, who are currently in the lead, 4,644 Jell-O shots to Hog fans. Ole Miss trails, but barely, 4,579. That's a lot of Jell-O. That's a lot of just mixing, stirring, pouring, and refrigerating right there. Yep. I respect it. I mean, it's a big week for Omaha business.
Mm-hmm.
Wish I was there helping them out. But
that would have been nice. Would have been nice.
Texas with only 215? And they want to be in the SEC?
Sad.
I guess they did kind of get ousted pretty quick, though, right? Then they go 0-2?
Yeah, 0-2.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Arkansas fans, of course, they traveled like crazy. So, all right, I guess that makes sense. The greatest show on dirt. How much College World Series have you watched? Not including like highlights you see on Twitter. Like, found it on the TV and clicked it on.
Last night I watched some. I watched from about I turned it on in the third. I wasn't able to sit down and watch it until about the sixth, seventh. I'm trying to pull up a bracket here. I did not watch any of Stanford, Arkansas. I did not watch any of Texas A&M and, good Lord, freaking pop-ups. Who else was there? I didn't watch any of Texas A&M, Texas. I didn't watch any of Notre. Who did Notre Dame play?
In game one?
Yeah.
Would it have been Texas? Weren't we supposed to play
Texas? Yeah, it was Texas in game one. That's right.
And they lost to Oklahoma, right?
Yeah, so I didn't watch any. I didn't watch any Notre Dame. Notre Dame beat Texas and then lost to Oklahoma. I watched a little bit of Oklahoma Notre Dame. Last night. Was that last night? I haven't watched any of the afternoon games. I watched a little last night and a little the night before. That was it. Notre Dame, Oklahoma the night before, I watched a little bit of that. And I watched a little bit of... I saw a smidge of Auburn Ole Miss, the very first night game on Saturday. So I've watched 2, 6, about 10 or 11 innings total.
Brett, how much have you watched?
In three games.
Absolutely none.
Zero for me, too. You're cheating on the Vols, Nate.
Sorry.
You don't sound sorry.
I'm not. They should be there. It's not my fault they're not there.
Well, you should boycott.
Why?
Because they screwed us.
Maybe I'm scouting for next
year. They kicked
year.
Out Gilbert. They kicked out Frank.
Mm.
The strike zone was all over the place.
That's true. I have no qualms with what you're saying.
Yeah, here you are supporting the NCAA. Jeez.
You want me to not watch?
No, you can do whatever you want. I'm just not going to watch. I've been score checking.
I thought about it multiple times last night, switching over to the hockey, but it didn't seem close either.
It wasn't last night. I will say this. When Arkansas gets into their elimination game, which is today, right? That's later on today?
Yes. No, that's tonight. So
that's, yeah. Well, that's later on today. It's the longest day of the year. Yeah, like if they're losing bad in the ninth, I may flip that over just to watch Arkansas go home.
7 o'clock tonight, I believe.
Yeah. I might flip that on just, you know.
Wait,
just,
no. That's not right.
Hang yeah, on. It's at 7. It Texas A&M, okay. Notre Dame at 2.
What are you doing? What is on? Can you not zoom in on that?
No, when I clicked on it, it sends me.
Nate is holding his computer to his like to his eyeballs, squinting.
I mean, I could zoom my entire screen, but when I clicked on the damn bracket, it keeps taking me NCAA.com where they have that weird like
the
pod bracket
yeah,
thing. And it has no game times. It has no actual bracket. This one's half filled in. Freaking NCAA sucks.
Only half filled in so far? What are they doing?
Well, it doesn't have the Arkansas Ole Miss game from last night like written in at all. It doesn't have the Stanford Auburn winner. It only it's like a day behind.
Well, they're busy out there.
Anyway.
You know.
Auburn's COVID going cutoffs. To play Jealous Arkansas shots. Tonight, right? Auburn, Arkansas tonight at 7. Tuesday at 7. There you go.
ESPN 2.
And then Notre Dame and Texas A&M are going to play today at 2.
Yep.
Loser going home.
I may check out some of that one. Maybe. If Notre Dame gets a big lead.
I just couldn't do it right out of the gate. Like Friday, Saturday, I couldn't do it.
Yeah, that's been my thing. Like I didn't even check the score the first couple of days.
Really?
Oh, no. No, why would I do that?
Well, I guess I didn't really check. Like, I just saw them.
Yeah, like I came in Monday and I had no idea. I was like, all right, well, let's just see what happened. But now that Arkansas has lost the game, I'm definitely more intrigued. Texas was the betting favorite to win. They went over. Who is the? I mean, Stanford was then the next highest seed, right? They're out. Auburn advances.
I almost think it's Ole Miss.
It seems like it seems like it is Ole Miss.
But Oklahoma. I mean, Oklahoma's looked really good too. I mean, obviously those are the 2-0 teams.
Those are the 2-2-0 teams. Oklahoma and Ole Miss.
Right.
Hmm.
Those teams are going to have to be beaten twice in a row to not make the final.
Right. And they get, what, a week off?
No.
I think it starts Friday.
That makes sense.
It starts Saturday.
Saturday. Saturday That's Sunday, right. Yeah, Sunday. Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
The if necessary games are Thursday. The earliest they could be done with their side of the bracket would be Wednesday.
Hmm.
So basically it starts one weekend, ends on the next weekend.
The earliest who could be done?
Oklahoma or Ole Miss.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Would be Wednesday. Would be tomorrow. Losers are playing today.
So then they get 1 day off. 2 days off.
Well, they'll get 2 days off if they win.
Right.
First time. If they have to go the if necessary game, then they'll get 1 day off.
God, we were so built to win this tournament.
I know. We would have had pitching for days. We just pitch well enough against Notre freaking Dame.
Notre freaking Dame.
What are we doing?
We're sitting at home. Recruiting. Tommy Tanks. And what is it?
Paul Skeens.
Skeens. Skeens, Nate.
Mm.
We got to get Skeens.
He's quiet. You don't hear anything on those two. Though.
Neither. Yeah, same with Tommy. Thanks. Other than he was here.
Yeah.
Huh. You gonna hold that laptop up again?
Squint hard.
Mm. Age comes for us all.
Yeah. It's happening. We'll come back with more. Stick with us right here. More Hour 3 next.
Jay Torrey sound like a depot.
Good point. It's not a depot.
It's a demo
it's a,
for the PGA Tour. getting blowed up.
Man.
New names emerging. Brett, give us the details.
I'm reading that Max Homa, Victor Hovland.
Victor.
And is his, what's his name? Varner? I don't know his first. I can't think of his first. Harold.
Harold Varner.
Harold Varner. And then obviously Morikawa.
Harold Varner just became like the face of, Harold Varner III just became the face of Nike.
Harold Varner III.
He was right there in the Masters.
Okay. Harold Varner, 37th in the world golf ranking.
It's a great number.
How about that? Bryson DeChambeau, 30th in the world golf rankings. Louis Oosthuizen, 23rd, already on the LIV Tour in the world golf rankings. Max Homa, 22nd in the world golf rankings. Brooks Koepka, 19th. Dustin Johnson, 16th. Victor Hovland, 8th in the world golf rankings. Colin Morikawa, 4th in the world golf rankings.
That's 9 of the top 37 golfers. Pour one out.
Patrick Reed's 38th. There you go. 10 out of
the top
38.
So 10 out of top 40. Unbelievable.
I mean, I thought the LIV Tour might go for a while with, like, hardly anybody you've ever heard of on it,
And I'm sure they could have. But that's what I said last week. All these guys on the LIV Tour, they're going to come back. They're going to go to Brookline. Mm-hmm. They're going to say, hey, after this round, why don't you and me meet on the ninth green at 9? We'll talk about it. Like, Greg gave me this packet. I don't know if you want it, Harold, but he said you might be interested in looking at this. So just, take it back to the condo tonight as you're doing your prep work for tomorrow. Just give it a peek. They open it up. They see those dollar signs. They see all the commas, the zeros. And they say, well, I can't say no to this.
Mm-hmm. So I guess they're just kicking off these other guys. Like the guy that just shot like plus 40 or 120.
I don't know. Like I've been wondering about that. Like, are they signing contracts for like multiple years? Or is it just like, here's your signing bonus. And then if you're in the bottom 5%, we have the option to cut you if we want. Like, what's their max number? Or do they care?
They only want 12 teams, right?
So I don't know.
They only have 48 guys or whatever it is.
I thought they had more than that last week, though.
Whatever, 12 teams times 4.
No, I mean, that's 48, but I thought they had...
I mean, you could, if you have 3 golfers in each group on 18 holes and a shotgun start, I mean, that's 54 golfers. That's the whole LIV idea, right? So isn't that the max?
Is it 3 or is it 4? I guess it would be 3. I don't know how they do it, just in case they did it different.
3. Unless they want to go to 4 and they have 72 golfers. That round takes longer then.
Yeah, but it's still shorter.
Yeah, it's still shorter.
There's still less golf and less TV time, less camera. You're not paying the camera crews as much, although you might have to have more of them. Maybe not, though.
No.
I mean, did they – look, you were the one streaming. Could you follow, like, one golfer or a featured group on LIV, or was it just, like – it was just bounce around?
What I pulled up for that very first tournament was just like just the broadcast. They were just like a regular broadcast. We were just bouncing around from one to the next. It looked good, though. I was surprised. I thought it might look kind of janky. I mean, but it had like a good graphic on like what score they were on. Mm-hmm. Identified who the golfer was. Obviously, I wasn't listening to it since we were doing the show, but.
So far during our show, we've lost Brooks Koepka. There's about 4 more names. I mean, by the end of today, are we going to have double-digit guys announcing that they're leaving? I bet certainly by the end of the week.
Sounds like it.
I mean,
there's others.
Like,
I've told you about this study, right? I mean, it was a whole COVID thing, but there was a study back in the, I think it was the late 70s. It's on YouTube. You can go watch it where... They show people like different length lines and they say which one is the same length as the first one. And it's very obvious what the right answer is. And so everybody will say the right answer. But when everyone in the room who are all in on it say the wrong answer, it's some insane number percentage where the person, even though they know they're wrong, will go with the crowd.
Yeah.
So here, if they're on the fence, now that there's a crowd going, it's just easier to pull a trigger.
Well, no, and that's the thing. That's why, you know, going first in a situation like this, I mean, I don't want to say...
Are we really herd animals at heart? Humans?
Yeah, mammals. Mammals typically herd.
I mean, that's why big cities are big cities, right? There's not that many people that just live completely out in the middle of the desert by themselves with no one else around. Like, we clump up, right?
Yes. Safety in numbers.
Yeah, exactly.
Herd mentality.
There you go.
So, but this is, I mean, he wasn't the first to go, but he was the first big one, right? So Phil basically stood up there and was just like, I'll take it, guys.
And he did.
I'll take it. And he did, big time. I mean, you're not banned, but you're banned. He got the articles written about him, the books written about him. The Saudis were mad at him. The Americans were mad at him. PGA was mad at him. His golf buddies were mad at him. He took it, and now slowly you've seen just that trickle. And now it's a steady stream. And then hopefully it doesn't turn into a waterfall. But if it does, it does. And then we just shift our focus.
Wow.
But, yeah, I mean, all these guys that waited around, they might not get as much money up front. Because, obviously, I feel like the longer you wait, the less guarantees you're going to have.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't hurt Harold Varner's legacy in the eyes of golf fans nearly as much as it does Phil Mickelson, who went first. Right. And Phil Mickelson got paid to go over there. So now it's just like, it becomes a thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now it has become a thing where a lot of these golfers, and I'm not saying Harold Varner's average. I think Harold Varner is going to be a really, really, I don't want to say great, but I think he has a chance to be a really good golfer. Colin Morikawa has a chance to be a really, really good golfer. Brooks Koepka, he's 32 now. But if his health doesn't fail him, he has a chance to still be a very good golfer. Bryson DeChambeau, if he gets healthy and figures out how to putt, has a chance to be a very, very good golfer. With his length off the tee, I mean, he can do things that we've never even seen in the game of golf. And so it's what at first was taboo and thumbing of the nose and wagging of the finger is now, oh, wait. Well, everybody's doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't I do that?
There you go.
Why don't I go make some of that quan?
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Dominoes, man.
Come back. Final segment of the program next. Final segment of the program. Appreciate you joining us. If you missed any portion, check out the podcast and subscribe on iTunes. What's the latest, intern Brett?
Xander Schauffele in the rumor mill. What is he ranked? He's got to be top five, maybe?
In the portal.
He's got around top 10-ish, 15.
He is 15th. He dropped from 12 to 15 with his showing at the...
He was on your team, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was 6th at the end of 2021. So. Morikawa was 2nd at the end of 2021. Who's next? Cameron Smith?
No. I don't know.
I think Scheffler, McIlroy, and Rahm will stay. I don't know why. It just feels that way.
Well, McIlroy and Rahm have been very, very vocal.
Those are the top three.
And I'm not saying Scotty doesn't, like, I'm not saying money doesn't matter to him, but I don't think he seems like a traditionalist.
Hmm.
Could be wrong. I think Scotty stays. I think
Justin
McIlroy,
Thomas stays. Tiger connection, like you said.
Yeah, I think Justin Thomas is probably safe.
Some of the next guys, I don't know. Patrick Cantlay, Cameron Smith, Hovland's already gone. Sam Burns, Matt Fitzpatrick. Does he win the U.S. Open? Like, all right, off to live.
As I was telling Houston during the break, Koepka came out just a week ago and said, there's been no other option to this point. So where else are you going to go regarding why he's staying on the PGA Tour?
Did he not have an offer at that point? Or is he saying, like, until the LIV Tour, there had been no other option?
Yeah, maybe.
So where were we going to go? But now there's an option, and now he's obviously gone.
Maybe he was just holding out for the right deal.
Spieth.
I don't know.
Zalatoris.
No clue on Zalatoris or Matsuyama. Horschel. Shoffley gone. Johnson gone. Finau?
I mean, I don't know.
It seems like the guys that are more would earn more NIL money are more likely to go to LIV. As weird as that sounds, it's almost backwards. It just seems that way. Like the guys that have more of a theme just about their
persona. Yeah, but at some point, though, doesn't
it go the other way?
But yeah, like at some point, don't you like, because a lot of this was like, I can't win on the PGA Tour. I'm going to go to LIV. I'm going to be able to compete to get in the top 10, get in the top 5, maybe win some of these. And, you know, I'll be able to make more money. But now, as the PGA Tour gets depleted, if I'm Scottie Scheffler, I'm like, wait a minute. I don't have to
beat Colin Morikawa anymore?
I don't have to change anything.
Yeah.
And I have now, you know, maybe my odds per tournament get that much better. And so on average, let's say on average, Scottie Scheffler is now finishing 6, 7, 8 spots higher per tournament. Like, do that math over the course of a year. Like, I hope these guys have really good accountants that can say, well, you know, here's your signing bonus. It's not as much as this guy, but you sign for this, and then here's what you're guaranteed every tournament, even if you came in dead last. Mm-hmm. But now that, you know, now that DeChambeau's over there and Brooks is over there, you're actually, based on the math, you're actually going to make more. Yeah, you're going to play on Sundays, and yeah, you're going to have to play a few more tournaments, but you're actually going to make more if you were, you know, if you can stay in the top 20-ish, you're actually going to make more money on the PGA Tour. Like, they're going to have to break this down. And then we will do the Super Bowl of golf, LIV versus PGA. We will play one hole on one course, and then that group will get in a plane and fly to hole 2 on another course. The course will be unknown. 18 holes around the world, randomly drawn at once. Every team will play that hole that day. You will watch every team in sequential. Boom, boom, boom. Then they all get on a big jet. Maybe it's a private jet. Maybe they charter a flight. I don't know. Then they fly across the world to the hole 2. What do you think about that? Hell, with all the money the Saudis have, you draw the 18 holes and you build one golf course with 18 unique and specific holes from courses around the world. Like, hole 2 is the famed...
Isn't there a course like that?
Yeah, there might be.
I think there's a course. Yeah, we're... Keep going, though. Sorry.
Like, hole 2 is Pebble Beach.
Yeah.
The drop-down green.
Right.
And that's hole 2. Hole 3 is 1 at Augusta National. You know, you
like
just
15, the par 5, around the corner, you know?
Yeah.
Build the creek on the left.
Yeah. And that's how we save golf. We bring everything that is great about golf together. Concession stands at this golf course will be cheap. Like the Masters. Pimento and cheese. Egg salad. $4 beer.
You got the road hole.
The golfers can use carts. To speed up pace of play.
It might be a game changer, man. You don't have to walk anymore. We should start a new tour. It's all about the carts. The high-speed carts.
They should also let them use the range finder or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah,
better scores.
Sure. Better scores, better golf.
Because there's nothing worse than seeing a guy in his book or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Dude, we say that each hole is timed. The lowest time for each hole gets a one-shot bonus.
Speed golf.
Yeah.
We're about to join the LIV Tour. So
ready golf.
Ties are decided by pace of play.
Ooh, yeah. And after 18, it's Spieth and Scheffler. Ooh. Sorry, Jordan.
You played too.
You're slow.
Just make it like a relay. First leg, second leg.
My uncle said he played in a tournament once. It was how many holes could you play in the time limit is who won the tournament. Didn't matter how many strokes.
That's kind of fun.
Yeah.
But what if you get backed up by somebody in front of you?
I don't know. I don't know how they must have spaced it out somehow.
That's kind of fun.
Yeah.
I like that. have to rent out the whole course to do that.
Yeah. I mean, everybody would
That's cool
fly
though.
Him, but.
If Shane Lowry goes, I'm an LIV man.
Really? You're making the proclamation. Right here's the music starts. Shane
no,
Lowry.
No, I'm just
that's
kidding.
Your tipping
I
point.
I do love Shane Lowry, but he really screwed me at the U.S. Open.
I think it's in Myrtle Beach. World Tour Golf Links. I'm going to find this for tomorrow.
Can we go?
It's in Myrtle Beach, of course. You go say hi to Jamie, you know? Get some sun. Today's the first day of summer.
Cart races. You can doctor your cart within a certain limit. You play golf, and then you go race around the track.
We'll be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening. You've been listening to Three and Out right here on Fan Run Radio.
Hey, Russell Smith here for Linderman Sports Medicine, the Mid-South leader.